What's going on, everybody? Happy New Year's Eve day, and welcome back to Auto Transport Intel. It's Thursday. It's noon Central Time. That means it's time for dispatching live, and we're going to talk about, we're going to look at the load boards. Have you seen the loads on Central Dispatch lately, and are you even looking? What are you doing today? What are you doing tomorrow? So, right, this is one of those strange weeks. Mic check, one, two, three, check, check. Hey, do me a favor. After you leave that like, go ahead and click that share button, click that copy button, text it, email it, share it on social media, and let somebody know, hey, if you're looking for loads, this is really interesting. You're not going to believe how many loads there are on Central Dispatch right now. And also, if you're looking for long-term help, go ahead and go to autotransportintel.com. Click on sign up, and you can get signed up on Auto Transport Intel. Talk to Ty, meet us in the Cars on the Move monthly roundtable and all that good stuff. And also, please do say hello in the live chat. Hey, what's up, Carlos Braxton, ACB Logistics? Yeah, I thought Sue was taking the day off too, but apparently she made time for us. And that's really cool. We really appreciate it. She's also here in the live chat. And so without any further ado, ladies and gentlemen, Sue, can you hear us and see us?
I can hear you. Hi, everybody.
Hey. Thanks, Carlos. What is today? Happy New Year's Eve day?
I don't know. The day before.
The most interesting thing about today, whether or not you're working or not working, whatever you're doing, wonder what Chance will. Let's see if we hear from Chance and where Chance is today.
I guarantee
today,
you will.
Right?
We'll hear from Chance.
We'll hear from Chance.
He was in Tulsa, last week?
Yeah, he was Tulsa, and we were looking for loads back to California. do that. Please do put in the live chat, you know, if we can help at all. Let us know your route scout, your trailer capacity. Catherine Guerrero, Happy New Year. Wishing all a happy, healthy, and prosperous New Year. Catherine gave a donation to Auto Transport Intel, and I just want to say thank you. I really appreciate it. I think it's Futuro GT Logistics. Correct me on that for me, Catherine. And I love it when you guys put in your company names and promote and share your company information. Carlos Braxton says, hey, Sue. Lincoln Guzman, Happy New Year, Jay and Sue. What's up, Lincoln Guzman? Thanks so much for saying hello.
Happy New Year.
That is super cool. I like New Year's holiday. I think we all do, right? That's a good one.
I'm a go to bed at 10 kind of guy.
Right. Well, you know what's funny? I can stay up really late anytime. But on New Year's Eve, sometimes
New
I'm like,
Eve.
Man, where's midnight, you know? How weird is that?
I remember I usually will wake up sometime in that time and go to my husband, Happy New Year, and go back to sleep.
Right? Yeah, right, exactly. Happy New Year, honey. Snore.
Yep.
Catherine says, what's your route scout? Right? Awesome. Exactly. What's your route scout? Futuro GT Logistics. I was right. Okay, cool. Thanks, Catherine. And she's looking for a route from Florida. So from Florida, Catherine, give us more details, if you would. Florida to anywhere, how many cars, and when are you picking up? And that goes for everybody. Hey, what's up, Fritz? Fritz is in here, too. So that goes for anybody. Put in your route scout. I know Sue's already checking. Oh, before you check, what's going on Central Dispatch?
So, we have 53,840 loads on the board today.
53,840, wow.
Yeah. So we've like, what, doubled, 25,000 from 3 weeks ago? Is that about right? It was the week before Christmas.
So, yeah, you had, let's see, we were down to 27, then we jumped. I can't remember now.
It was, I've got it written down. Hold on.
Okay. All right, cool.
So we were at 27,446 on 12, what does that be? 12, 7, 19, 7?
2 weeks ago?
And then on 12, yeah, that was through, yeah, 2 weeks ago. Because then on the 24th, we had 40,319. And so today we got 53,840. So we've almost doubled what was on the board, which is kind of crazy. But I kind of predicted it, but I wasn't predicting that much, to be honest with you.
No,
that's a lot.
I was shocked. Actually, when I saw that number, I thought, well, we're probably going to go live because that is new information. And Chris Chamberlain also says hello from New Jersey and Happy New Year. Catherine says South Florida, so Miami area 5-car hauler. And I would
Where are you wanting to go to?
We're
just looking to get out.
How about that? I'm going to speculate north.
That's okay.
Okay.
I'm not going to speculate that too. All right. So I'm just going to put in Miami, Florida to all. And I'm going to put, if she's a 5-car, we're going to put a minimum of 2 on here.
Perfect. Ooh, yeah.
Everybody wants let's find that cluster. Yeah. 5 cars. Yeah,
we'll do the cluster search and we will do the gold bar search. So let's go ahead and rack up those dice. And Sue's got it happening. Let's see what we got here.
Okay, well, there's only 35 multiple loads. That's not good. But look at this.
Yeah,
I don't know. I mean, we're not, just so everybody knows, out of Florida is like, you know, you're looking in the 40 to 50
cent range. Well, everybody's in Florida, and there's only one way to go.
Yeah. I mean, and this is cheap. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But it's a 4-pack. They may negotiate with you because there's nobody. I honestly, if we're at 53,000, that means there's very few people on the road. Hey, we had one person on the road this week.
I'm sorry. Will you magnify once? Just once.
Yeah.
I think it's once.
That's once. We usually have it at what I had it at.
Oh, okay. Go back to your chat. I'm sorry. You were saying you have one person on the road, I think?
We had one person on the road, and that was Carlos. And I think we've got almost everybody out on the road next week, though, of course.
Does everybody hit the road Monday, right? What's Monday?
Monday or Tuesday.
Monday fourth, is the 4th. Okay, yeah. It's going to be insane.
Yeah. So I know this is pretty sucko, but, you know, you may have some negotiation room there if you're wanting to get out now, because there's going to be very few people that are going to be moving. So Right Way will negotiate sometimes. Being that this is under 50 cents a mile, I would definitely say that to them and just say, hey, can you do this amount of money so we can get it closer to 50 cents a mile at least. I mean, you have a 2-pack here into Ozark, Alabama. I want to say Ozark, Alabama is by what? Montgomery or something like that? Let me pull up
Ozark, Alabama. I got nothing.
I think for some reason it's next to Montgomery or something like that. Let's see. Just Birmingham.
So if you're just joining us right now, thank you so much for doing so. And what we're doing is we're doing a Route Scout search from Miami area, 5-car trailer. And right as we're looking at the load boards right now, it's Thursday, it's noon. So, Sue, you can book for Monday, right?
We've been booking. Yesterday, we were booking for Monday. Now, don't get me wrong, not everybody's doing it because Copart and IA are still open today.
Okay.
So you can try to book stuff for Monday for that kind of stuff. They're probably not going to do it until, you know, later in the day. Or if you, like Jen got a couple yesterday just by explaining to him, look, there's hardly anybody on the road. They're going to be closed on Friday. You know, this is my spot. If you want it, take it, kind of thing. And we got a few loads from United Road out of the, because I've got a couple drivers in Houston, and they've got that rail yard down in Beasley, and they had a butt ton of loads on their load board. So we got our guys out of Houston already for Monday.
Oh, nice.
And they were perfectly fine with letting us do it. We had to call them, of course, to get it done, but it worked. Let's see. So there's also, now Ozark, Alabama is below Montgomery. It's by Dothan.
Okay.
So I don't know if it really would not work with anything going to Mobile because you're going to zigzag.
So you're not really going far enough, are you? But,
you can't.
If it was good paying, you'd have your options open. Yeah.
Well, and see, and keep this in mind, you have to take, sometimes you got to take what you can to get out of Florida. And you want to do as short as miles as possible.
Exactly.
So you're not eating that that expense.
I do like Alabama out of Florida.
So it depends on where you go in Alabama. Birmingham's right. A good place. They usually have auctions there all the time. I like Huntsville because there's usually nobody that will go there, and you usually get premium rates out of Huntsville. There's a IA over there in, I think, Tanner. And, like, if you're going from there to Atlanta, those loads pay $250, $300. They're over a dollar a mile out there usually. Mm. So if you're looking for local stuff, that's not a bad run. I don't know if you'll find going up there, though. That's the only thing.
Do me a favor. Let's see. Copy your window, yeah, and let's do a gold bar search. Maybe we can find that, you know, primo smart car paying a buck a mile.
Yeah, let's just put a dollar and a mile.
Yeah, let's find something crazy. Yeah, okay, yeah, she's looking for a good triangle. Good call.
See what we got at a dollar a mile. Okay, 73 cars at a dollar a mile, but they're all local cars. Let's see, anything. I don't even know what that is.
What's that, Max Cab Garbage?
That's a Mac Cab Garbage.
It's probably a giant. It's like a spaceship.
It's something huge.
I guarantee it's underpriced, whatever it is. But yeah, let's find out.
Yeah. Oh, it's got to be a garbage truck. It's saying there is no such thing, but it brings up garbage trucks. Right. So it probably is a garbage truck.
You know what's funny?
And it weighs 50,000 pounds.
You know what I like about those posts? It's usually like, I feel like somebody just called in and said, hey, do you think you could move like a garbage truck? And they're like, sure, yeah, we'll post it. What do you call it? It's like, I don't know. It's a Max Cab Garbage. Okay, yeah, we're posting Max Cab Garbage.
Yeah.
I like some people at that company, so I'm just having fun, you know. Waiver. Okay.
Okay, so this is all still local stuff.
Oh, but look at that Nissan. That Nissan Sentra kills me. Scroll down. It was a $60 Nissan Sentra. Now it's paying $4 a mile. But it's basically a tow truck haul. There it is.
And they would charge you $150
exactly.
For that.
Exactly. Yeah. So what's happening here is, and it, by the way, it's, I don't know if it's the broker's fault. I'm not saying that. But what I'm saying is, somebody said, yeah, you know, I think we could get a car hauler to do this a lot cheaper. It's kind of like, you know what, I don't think I need an Uber. I probably just need some kid with a bicycle that's available for 5 minutes.
Yeah. Yes. And that's where all these are to look at.
Yeah, so it's funny.
7 miles, 15 miles. And, you know, I have talked to up in New York and New Jersey. You will see tow truck drivers get on Central Dispatch and do some of this stuff. Just so you know.
Oh, there's your just straight up truth is that literally, I think what's happened is, it doesn't matter what, if you got a lawnmower or a Max Cab Garbage, that Central Dispatch, hey, have we tried Central? Let's do it. Let's give it a shot. I mean, you know, we're DoorDash, but, you know, we are going to deliver. We're going to deliver, you know, Mexican food, Chinese food, and a lawnmower. Let's put it on Central.
I had Harrison, you remember Harrison out of Arizona, he asked me the other day, could I move some freight stuff and like that, and I said, it depends on what it is, because people put stuff on here, but I don't like to put, you know, stupid stuff on here, and he asked me about moving gym equipment from, I think, Maryland or something, right, bringing it to Arizona. I said, perfect. No, I would put that stuff
Does it have a
U-ship?
Okay, so you've got gym equipment. Let's throw in, like, a remote control car, and now, hey, Central Dispatch.
So it's looking like everything that's the dollar the mile stuff is this stuff. It's like little, you know, 15 mile runs, you know, not going anywhere kind of thing.
By the way, the customer's always right. Yay.
look at this. This for Cars Arrive. I know it's only going 8 miles. It's an in-op. But I guarantee you, with it being an in-op, a tow truck driver would charge him at least $200.
See, that exactly. Again, you know what? Let's just throw it up on Central because these. Let's just take a gamble that the car hauler has no idea that a tow truck driver wouldn't even consider this
Yeah.
load. Yeah,
And
it's
here's a
amazing.
container,
Amazing.
20 foot by 8 foot by 9 foot, and it weighs 40,000 pounds. What
What is
the?
it? Oh, the container?
This is a container.
Oh
Yeah.
my gosh, what?
Weighs 40,000 pounds. Like, why aren't they putting this on the freight port
Now,
stuff?
I was just going to say, now listen, that there, and this kind of goes to what we're talking. This is getting interesting. Is the random freight trend going to continue? How much of Central Dispatch posted loads is random freight stuff that you would, I don't know. Is there any way to filter
Well,
out
I
random
will
freight
see.
stuff?
I've never filtered it out. I do see it all the time because I had actually there was the week before Christmas, John was down in South Carolina and North Carolina area, and this guy from Florida had posted two different freight things, and they were paying good. It was like $3 a mile, and we were talking about doing it because it was just it was only weighed 14,000 pounds, and John's a flatbed now, so it would have worked except for this.
John is a
We had to
flatbed
go buy
now?
straps.
Really?
Yeah, he's a flatbed with one up in there. He's a four car now.
Oh, okay, gotcha. You're right, I hadn't thought of it that
Anyways,
way. Yeah.
yeah. So we were t I was talking to the guy, negotiating with him, but then John's like, "Well, I don't have the straps." So he's going to have to compensate us an extra $200 for the straps. Of course, guy's not doing that.
Of course.
And then we got to thinking about it, and we're like, what happens if it falls off? You know, that kind of thing. Although, if anybody is situated to do this stuff, John's flatbed would, work the best because that's
Sure.
essentially, what everybody else was. And they were loading and unloading, and it wasn't big stuff, but you have to think about that kind of stuff. Straps were going to cost him at least $200. And then you want to know how tall it was because then you have to get the right kind of straps that are long enough to flip over, and stuff like that. So is it really worth it if you're a car hauler to do that kind of stuff? It wasn't in our position because it was kind of iffy, you know what I mean? But like that guy had two different listings and he said, "I've got another one too, and I'll keep you busy if you buy the straps." And I'm like, "Yeah, where does your stuff go? If they're random, you're not going to keep me busy to compensate for paying for the straps." So, but yeah, they're posting everything on here. I mean, that's just a typical day.
Got a really interesting
There's another one.
question, by the way. I want to ask this. Catherine says, can cars be covered with tarps or something while being
No.
transported? Right, I'm going
You
to go
don't
with
want
a
to do
no.
that.
Yeah. Even
You,
if
I,
it's.
we have done that, and we've had people ask us to do it.
Okay.
And what happens is this: they start flapping, they scratch the paint on the car.
Right.
Don't do it. It cost my one guy a fortune to fix it. And I've even explained when they've asked us to do it, I'm like, "Then send it enclosed. If that's what you're really wanting, send it enclosed, because you don't want to damage." And it's always the really nice cars that they want you to cover anyway, so you're not dealing with a big POS. You're dealing with like a $100,000
Oh,
car.
because they don't
You
want to
know what I
do
mean?
enclosed, but they want the
Yeah,
enclosed
they don't want to pay for
experience.
the enclosed. Yeah,
Yeah,
yeah. And they're
nice.
like, "Well, we have our own car cover. We keep it covered." Well, that's not the same. They don't understand the wind that they're going to hit while it's on this trailer and what happens to it. And then most of the time, it
Oh
just flies
yeah.
off, anyways, by the way.
Well, that's what I was gonna say. Exactly. Now you've created a road hazard,
Yeah.
right? And
On
that's
top of
where
it. Yeah.
that. You know what's funny about this? And that's this whole pass the buck mentality is that I don't want to pay for enclosed, but I want you to risk your career to give me the enclosed experience. Well,
Right.
that'll work for you. That'll be all right. All right, perfect. Ship it. Yeah.
Yeah. So, and then look, okay, so we have a septic truck on here going to New York.
A septic truck. Fantastic.
It's a
I'm sure.
Freightliner
Oh, I'm
M6
sure that's
septic truck.
paying a buck
It's only
seventeen a
paying a
mile.
dollar 17 a
Wow,
mile.
that is
Yeah.
insane.
And then there's a this is a driveway Peterbilt. They need a truck driver. I think they're advertising for just a truck driver, actually. Then there's a motor home. And then I want the DeLorean. You see the DeLorean? But it's an in-op. And I bet this is out almost on the island. I don't know if you can even go out there to pick that up. And there was one more container. Look, another container on here. Totally different one, too.
Wow.
This is a 48-footer.
So is the word out about containers?
Yeah, I guess so. As soon as
Central,
we start talking about
Central
it,
container.
We've got all these things on there. Yes. So there was no gold bars on here.
It's not that... Here's the context. It's not that we're saying you can't post containers on Central Dispatch. But...
Right, you can.
I don't know... Well, I think, you know what? That's the thing. Probably more freight haulers are looking at Central Dispatch than we realize. Could that be what it is? And there's load boards like 123 Load Board that do cars and freight. And so I'll throw this into the pot. More load board mobile apps are increasing... And this is what I was going to ask you. You know, but we were a little almost late to the show because we were talking. Sue, I would like to know the load board capacity of four other load boards. Do you think we can check that out?
Yes, we can. Catherine has a question, too, on here.
She's got several.
the one I'm seeing right now is like she has a two-man team driving.
Bing, 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 bing. I have a two-man team. Oh, okay. I have a two-man team driving a dually with a DOT-certified mm-hmm. Woodhouse sleeper berth. If they are on the clock simultaneously, is that an issue? When does it become a problem? Wow. See, now, Catherine, you need DOT compliance next Wednesday. That is an awesome question, and I'm actually going to copy it because I cannot answer that. That is a Brian Riker your DOT guy question, and we're going to cover that next Wednesday.
Yeah, and I didn't know what this means by simultaneously. Like, they can't both be driving the truck at the same time. So
no,
once
but she's talking about, and this is really this is one of the advantages. I'm sure there's many advantages to a driving team, and this is one of them, is that the thought process is that, you know, you've got, that's like Mario Kart, where you've got Wario and Mario in the same car, and Wario drives for a while, and then when his clock runs out, they switch, and now Mario drives for a while, and when his clock runs out, and basically, yeah, it's Mario Kart. It was crazy. Mario Kart has never been brought up on Auto Transport Intel before. That was the first time. Hey, Catherine. No, you're good, Catherine. I love the questions. I really do, and I love that I can answer like half of them, and then the other ones give content ideas. So keep ask away. Okay. So here's what ACV. I was saying. So yeah, let's see. Let's do ACV. Let's do super load board. Let's do dispatch center, and then like Holly. And there's
Holly.
More.
The problem is Holly. You can't see what all their loads are. I don't think it tells you what the whole capacity is. I'm having a hard time with having a hard time with it for a while here.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see here.
We're gonna skip ACV. I can't get on.
Okay, yeah, skip ACV. You need to get a green book. Good call, Devin. That's awesome. That's a really good call.
All right. So we'll look at the load board for Super Dispatch. It looks like they have
I'm guessing $2,000. That's my guess.
$2,372.
Dang! Ding, 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 ding. Okay. And I also... Can you check ship.cars? I'm guessing they're at $3,000.
Yeah.
Just a guess. Catherine, so like if one is driving and off the clock but wants to get the location... there's your thing. Exactly. Every time they stop and work... You're monkeying with the clock. And so that's why driving teams, I think, are like long over the road so that nobody's working in, you know, during what their sleeper berth period. And those rules, man, those sleeper berth rules, the HOS, man, that stuff gets really complicated. I'm sure it's super simple somewhere, but not to me. To me, it's complicated. All right, we're checking ship.cars, 2600.
$2,617.
So ship.cars usually has a few more than super load board. And then what I'd like to see is dispatch center. Dispatch center usually seems to have a few less than super load board.
Well, if you know, also ship.cars is a lot of that is Montway. I
Well,
mean, there's a
yeah,
lot of Montway.
exactly. Well, and this is why
Reds.
Montway, I think I've always said ship.cars is probably number two because Montway has the best chance of competing with Central Dispatch. They've got incredible amounts of business. They spend a lot of money on development and advertising, and they seem to have really tapped into just there, man, Montway's all over the place. I don't know if people realize, but in the executive world, Montway competes at the same level as like Assertus. Like, Montway's a huge company. And in fact, I think they recently got acquired by like a bank or something.
Oh, did they? I haven't
Yeah,
heard
like
that.
there was an acquisition, and I don't know much about it. Great stuff happening in the live chat. Yeah, Ty is in there. Bing, bing, bing. Yeah, dude. Awesome. In fact, here, I got a prompt
Holy
for that. Bing,
shit.
bing, bing. We got the dispatch. Oh, we got dispatchula. Okay. And we got
I
fries are
agree
up,
for this.
orders up, we got all that stuff. What do we got on dispatch center?
Chris is right. He said Montway Pay is crap. This is true.
Well,
However,
yeah.
they do have good loads every time I take them.
Well, here's the
So.
problem. And it's not, yeah, Fritz, thank you for that. And you're right. All around is that. That's the thing. And this is, oh boy, don't get me started. But in capitalism, we see the biggest companies usually they pay their employees like, really. So look at Amazon. Look what we know about Amazon. One of the biggest companies we could think of. How do they pay their employees?
I
Anybody?
don't know.
Do they pay well? Are those employees rich? Are the employees are they living in tents or castles? Anybody? Amazon employees, tents or castles?
They're
Which one?
horrible.
Okay, and I better stop talking about it, otherwise Alexa is going to come through the computer and shut me down. That's I'm just Alexa, I'm kidding. I'm totally kidding, Alexa. Okay.
Jay, because I don't get on Dispatch Center a lot.
Yeah.
Where is where it lists all the loads at?
So, and this is good feedback for Mark. So, go to hit the di oh hit search. Do you see search loads there? In the
Is
middle
it
of
right
your
here?
screen next to fishing pond.
Yeah.
Nope. So, see
Oh, well,
Dispatch
not.
Center carrier dashboard. This is actually awesome feedback. Yeah, there you go. Click that. I think. There you
Well, we do
go.
all to all. Should
Yeah.
tell us.
Yeah,
Yeah.
do all to all.
It's
Oh, Victory Lap Transport! Tents is the answer. Happy New Year to you, Devin Richards at Victory Lap Transport.
he's got pictures of poo there. Anyways, that's hilarious.
Hilarious.
Okay. So,
So, oh, 1500. See, I said it.
1661.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. So what we just learned is we got Central Dispatch at 53,000. Then we have ship.cars at almost 3, Super Load Board at 2 plus, Dispatch Center at 1500-ish, right? And this is the way the curve has always been. Central Dispatch is
Right.
up here and everybody else is kind of down here. And we're trying to see, I want to see somebody else hit 10,000.
Right, but keep in mind, almost all these loads are usually on central dispatch too.
Ah, well. And
So
there
you
you go.
can't always count that. So,
And by the way, and we were hey, and for the record, we were talking about this too. We are not anti anybody. We are literally saying the things that the marketplace is saying, feeling, wondering about, speculating live, and we encourage. I would love to see every load board that exists participate in this show. Come on the show.
yeah.
Talk to us.
Teach us how to use your load board would be great.
Yes.
Like,
Teach
Run
us.
Buggy is horrible.
Yes. Oh,
I
oh
would
my
love to
gosh.
learn how to make
It's
it
funny you
look
said Run Buggy. I never talk about Run Buggy. And I
Yeah.
think very little is known in the carrier world about Run Buggy. But they spend a lot of energy focusing on like the auctions and the dealers. But it's same thing,
The
Vinlocity. How much do
cross.
you know about Vinlocity? Almost
Oh,
nothing,
well,
right?
I don't. You're talking about Vinlocity, the app, right?
Yeah, Vinlocity. And
I know about it. I don't like it.
Okay, you don't. Well, and that's it's a customer. Vinlocity is meant for the customer. Whereas right. then we talk about it's vehicle. How about vehicle? Yeah. Do you have anybody that uses vehicle?
Who is that? That's who is
vehicle? Okay? Question for the live chat. That. Who's Vinlocity and who is vehicle? And do you use either, both, or which? Go.
Well, I know who Vinlocity is. I do not. I know who vehicle is, but I can't think of who it is right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's not eCar because they use a Tesla app, and I don't think that's it.
Oh my gosh! And so then Tesla has their own app. All right. When's the last time we talked about Tesla's mobile app?
Well, they use an app. RPM uses it for Tesla.
Turbo.
Sometimes.
Is it Turbo? No.
No.
Turbo's different.
It's via.
Oh, my God. How many apps are there? Right?
The Tesla app, I don't know, because it's different. I'd have to go pull up some of these things.
We haven't even talked about.
And so does eCar uses it, too, because they move a lot of Tesla. And then we also the finest car uses that Tesla app as well for all of their Teslas too. Well, we had an interesting thing happen at the Tesla in Tennessee a couple weeks ago, by the way.
Oh, what happened?
One of my drivers was there to pick up and he sat outside, like they told him to go outside, they'd bring the car out to him. An hour later, he's like, dude, they still haven't come out. And I said, well, let me make a phone call and see what's going on. Well, they're like, oh, we're going to send somebody out to him here in just a minute. So another hour goes by. So he went inside just to see what was going on. And the manager went off on him, told him he was going to call the cops on him if he didn't go back and get in his truck and wait.
What? And it was a carrier with a dispatch, yes. Right?
Yeah.
You know what's fascinating? I just was reading a news article that Tesla's been having some problems with some of their deliveries, and there was the article, and I'm going to cover this Tuesday night because I got to find out more about it, but it's something like some of the Tesla deliveries, they were like doing a switcheroo with the customer, like saying, you can see the inside of the car if you agree to accept delivery.
What?
Yeah, really? Dude. Like, what?
What the hell is that?
And by the way, we were just talking about Amazon and tents and castles. Yeah. How is it if you have that many Tesla complaints, how much money does Elon have again? Anybody?
I don't know. Can anybody count that high? I don't know.
Right? How about let's go to Mark Zuckerberg and Facebook. Boy, Alexa's gonna really attack me. I mean,
yeah, exactly.
Anyways, so there you go. Capitalism absolutely works. Happy New Year, everybody.
Yeah, 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 for sure.
Did we finish for Catherine, or did we just totally derail this train?
Well, we didn't find anything really other than that four-pack.
Have you seen anything? Okay. But you wouldn't consider that like an exciting load.
Oh God, no! It's only 44 cents a mile. It's just a get out of Dodge kind of load, is what that
right,
is.
That's a get out reference ID. Get out of Dodge. I love that. Get out of Dodge. That might be the name of this show. Get out of Dodge. Although this is Happy New Year show, so I'll have to save that one. So just like poker with a broker. I couldn't use that. I got to save poker with a broker. But I love that. So I'm going to raise you. Okay. Let's take a look at... Let's find something better than get out of Dodge.
All right. Well, what I'm going to do instead, because obviously a two-pack is not going to happen in this. So if... And honestly, if I was going to get out of Dodge, I would call the right way one. I would ask for more money, and then I would find my fifth vehicle. But... And I don't know.
You
what
would
kind of trailer
you, okay, but
have,
yeah, so. but that's get out of Dodge. There's 50,000 plus vehicles. There's got to be something
yes,
better than get out of
Florida.
Dodge.
Yeah, but here's your problem. You're in Florida. That's the biggest problem. So we're gonna put we want to get rid of the $50, $65 stuff. Okay, so I'm gonna put a minimum of $300 on here. We'll take away the minimum pay. No, let's make it at least 50 cents a mile. How's that?
Exactly, exactly. Let's just, yeah, let's go ahead and...
Because there's a lot of local stuff in Florida. I mean, there's a lot of that.
Top layer.
There's a lot of stuff. Because you got two ports in Florida. You got one down in Jackson, then you got one up in... And this is sad. Okay, so all I did was put a minimum of $300 with 50 cents a mile, and we still only have 145. And that's,
wow,
yeah, that's not
well. All right, but so how about all right? Yeah, there we go. And let's do 50. Do me a favor.
I did 50 cents a mile.
Here's what I want to see. Do me a favor. 50 cents a mile, 50 mile radius. Okay.
Because
I don't want to drive. Let's see. Is there anything near? Is there anything near the casino? You know, that we can stumble out in the daylight and be like, oh, okay. Oh, yeah, there's our car.
Okay, but you still want me to put a minimum total pay on there?
Who else has been to Vegas? Yeah. Who else remembers stumbling out into the daylight in Vegas? It's amazing, right? Or is it just me? Could be just me.
No, you're right.
Hey, Happy New Year, everybody. Stumbling out in the daylight.
So what do you want me to put as a minimum total pay? Because if I don't put that on there, we're going to get a lot of like $50, $60.
Yes, yes, you're right. Okay, do 200. 150, 200?
200. That'll still get you from Miami to Jacksonville. That's usually what those run.
Yeah, right. And you did, yeah. And you did pick up 50 mile?
I did 50 miles.
Okay, good.
Okay, so we're down to 121.
Just be like, yeah, there's a gold bar picking up in Tampa. Like, no, dude.
Hey, this is a gold bar, but I have a feeling this is wrong. The 2500 just came up. It's probably got a crane on it or something stupid. But it's paying $23.33.
Yeah, there's something wrong with that. Yeah, there's something wrong with that.
Probably more like $140. Skip it. I'm gonna guess. Okay. All right. So,
yeah,
you got one going to Charleston. There, that's paying decent. But this Charleston and Spartanburg are two different places, so you can't really do those together.
But I like this search window. So, like, I would, you know, this is where you need, like, multiple computers or something. Because I would love to have this window, this search filter, open and just constantly refreshing, like, nonstop. Because this is your, right? Like, if you're panning for gold, you know? The more pans in the water at the once, better. This is your panning for gold
operation.
There's one
here for TSOA has one going into Birmingham, and
that's
you can get these loads off.
That's why I say, what are we doing right now? What are we doing? We are hoping. We're hoping.
So, yes.
This is your business
plan. And then here's
plan.
One for BWT, but...
Oh, you love them.
Yeah, I love them. Okay, hey, so I have a story.
Oh,
I took a load
story time
last week. I actually got the load after about 5 hours. We finally got the load from it. And so there's storage on it. It was picking up at, I think, Copart or IA. And they're like, well, the customer works nights, so he can't pay that storage until a certain time.
Oh, no.
And I said, well, this driver does not pay storage. So there's no.
Yeah,
I said, you're going to have to tell your people.
We'll pay you.
Paid for in the
yeah.
So it still was not
we'll
paid.
Reimburse you.
Yes, that's what it always is, isn't it? But anyways, needless to say that it wasn't paid for. My driver was ready. We called and said, look, we can't wait any longer. I'm sorry, you're going to have to cancel the car. Well, the first guy Jen talked to started giving her toot up the wall about da-da-da-da, and then she talked to another lady, and the lady's like, I totally understand. We'll cancel it. Of course, it took them like 4 days to cancel the load. But anyways, so... I actually had a load for once that actually was technically good. If another driver had been there, they would have paid the storage and gone. This guy wasn't doing it, which, you know, that I don't blame them. They shouldn't have to put money out of their pockets if they don't want to. And I used to have a driver that would charge them a percentage if he had to pay something, which I think is fair too. They're asking you basically borrow your money so they don't have to drive someplace to go pay for storage. You know what I mean? So anyways, back to what we were talking about.
No, but I love that. Because I had my detective hat on, and I'm trying to pay attention, right? Like,
yes.
your driver's thinking, hey, can we just book the load? Do we have to go through all this, like, storytelling time? What are you doing over there? I got to pay you, and I got to pay them.
Look this up here. There's a Monroeville on here, too. where that's
Oh, going. See, I like that. Altima?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's work. Good. No fee contract. Ish. Is there anything
okay,
else
so
going?
You
and you,
have to do...
Yeah, you. And could you drop off that other one in Ozark on the way?
Look,
yeah, hey, see?
This
is bing, 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 bing.
All
right. Right? The pistons
so
begin to fire.
To do...
You go, start booking, and then everything's unavailable. Nobody answers the phone.
So this is what you'd have to do. You'd have to do Ozark, Monroeville, then Birmingham.
No.
So that turns it into 865 miles. So
Monroeville doesn't
really...
work. Monroeville's out. Which one is Monroeville? Is that the Altima?
That's this one right here. The Jetta. So these three
okay.
would work together. Here, Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah.
Plant.
Exactly.
And these two
I like
Ozark.
The, and you got three. CX-7. I know that
Still
they've got
not
the
enough
inform-
money.
Is that an SUV or a car?
What, these Mazdas?
Yeah, but they're not big,
these are,
right?
These are little SUVs. They're not very big.
And it's
let's
COD.
Look at this one right
I like that. So I like those three,
Your
right?
only problem is,
yeah.
see, this is paying decent 50 cents a mile to where it's going, but you're still like 100 and, I think it was 150 miles before you got to Birmingham. So that's not going to compensate your total ride, just so everybody knows.
Yuck.
Let's look at this Opelika.
Hey, by the way, Chance is here.
Hey, Chance, we were
hey,
waiting for
up,
you.
Chance? Yeah, we got you on the list, buddy.
Get out of bed.
hey, she says, get out of bed. Happy
no,
New
I
Year.
Said we had a bet.
Oh, we had a bet. Oh.
Bet whether you're going to show up and tell us where to look for loads. Hey, what's where it, are you at? That's
yeah,
what we wanted to
and
know.
What are you eating? You're at the, he was eating in his cab last time. Ellen.
For that, he was at Denny's.
Link
okay,
GT
so...
says, because I was laughing about the casino. That's awesome, dude. All right. Cool. All right.
So
are we.
A little bit better.
Are we feeling Alabama?
Are we that's what I'm feeling right now.
Okay, cool.
Let's see. These four will work together. You
oh,
got
cool.
this one.
L-
one,
oh.
two, three, four.
Link GT23 so... will be stumbling out into daylight. Yes. That's awesome. I love that.
Got an F-150 going into Talladega, 35160. I think that's off the route. Hold on.
Oh, that is awesome,
do
Ty.
Talladega too, right there.
Ty's talk about pro tip: drive through every parking lot full of cars and name everyone, make, model, year, and color, and get used to it. That is awesome, dude. That is awesome. I love that.
About.
It's a good call.
That dealership.
That'd be, dude,
okay.
Ty, we got to make that video. That would be a great video. Actually, you can shoot that and send it to me. That'd be dope. Like, speed
right.
round.
I'm going to run this right now and see if we're in the money for this. So.
Okay, cool.
I'm not going to put in all the different pickups in Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah.
And Miami.
Yeah.
So we'll
yeah,
just
exactly.
add 50 miles to it, let's say.
So we're on the Route Scout, and if you're just joining us now, Sue is on the Route Scout chasing Miami to Alabama, building a route for a 5-car, and we got something happening here, don't we? Yeah.
Yes.
I'm,
so
I'm
let
seeing
me
it. Right. So you look at the loads that will fit, that pay well,
yeah.
and then you're looking at the map and you're seeing if you can put your route together. Now here's the problem. If you get too focused on, well, what are we going to do once we get to Alabama? Okay, well, then you're getting ahead of yourself. Here's the thing is, we know, as dispatchers, this Birmingham idea, it's usually a pretty good idea. Rarely are you going to get screwed trying to get out of Birmingham.
Yeah, you can usually they usually pull up multiple loads out of Birmingham a lot. So a lot of them go to Dallas. Let's see. We got 400, we got 600, we got 400, and we got 500.
Now she's got the calculator. Always, as a dispatcher, always have your calculator. I know there's computers and gadgets and widgets and whatnot, but have your calculator ready.
Just a plain old calculator is all you need.
Yeah, that's what I want.
So, if I'm a 5-car, I'm going to need, for what my miles are on here, at least $2,200 to be at 50 cents a mile. We are not at 50 cents a mile. We are only at $1,900.
Really?
I need $300 more to make that work.
Because of the dispersion of the driving, right?
It's this. Well, it's this. This one right here, because you're dropping so much further, I mean, before everything else.
Okay.
And so it's not, if you're paying $1,000 or paying even $800, we'd still be short $100. So you're still short $300 to get out of there to go to Alabama. which
now,
sucks.
Could you justify it as this is not our money leg? But I guess when you don't want to leave losing, you don't want to start your trip below average, do you? Because you need that that leeway getting back home, right? Am I right?
Well, here's my thing. I had drivers in Florida. I don't any longer, but I had drivers in Florida. And as I was explaining to them, and the same thing with Houston, because Houston's a bad one too. Sometimes you have to just get out to keep going. Mm. Now, if you took yourself in there on purpose, that's a different thing altogether. You're wanting to, you know, make money when you come out. A lot of my drivers, when they were trying to get out of Florida, we were, don't get me wrong, we still usually got them 50 cents a mile, but sometimes we had to take 48, 47 just to move them out of the state to get to the next place where we could make more money. So sometimes you have to do that to keep your guy going, because it doesn't make sense over $300 to spend the night there and lose a whole day of income. I would take that if I had to keep my driver moving. Let's just put it that way. Because I'll make up that $300 someplace else down the road.
That's right. And that's why. So overall, we're looking at this like this is a possibility.
Right.
And by the way, that
And if
is...
I had a dive bar, I would probably try to get a little bit more money out of everybody. But if that was what it was and I knew this was going to fit, I'd do it and move it.
By the way, those two Nissan Altimas are not... that's not a double list. I'm always wary.
No, it's totally different. Okay. Yeah, no. They were going to two different places, so. Mm-hmm. Oh, guess what? Hey, this changed. The one they had, it was actually going to Memphis for $840, which actually, by the way, that's 82 cents a mile. That ain't bad.
Wow.
But it wasn't
$23. Do you think there's something wrong with it? Like, hey, the guy's got zero ratings. You know, what's going on here?
I think he didn't know what he was doing. That's the first clue. He's got zero rating. When he listed the car, he put it in going, I can't remember where it said. It was someplace else in Florida, right? It was only going like 50 miles or some shit like that. But
That's why it was $23.33 a mile.
Yeah. Yeah. And
hey, I'm calling about it looks like somebody's calling, right? Hey, I'm calling about the load. Or somebody already called him. Hey, I'm calling about the load paying $23 a mile.
Whoops. Yep. And look, it's going... Oh, it's not going to him. He's in Jackson, Tennessee. And he is a dealer.
We are a dealer.
Looks like a small little dealer is what it looks like. Mm. But it's going to Memphis. So what do you bet he bought this and his customer is in Memphis? Miami Beach is iffy. That may be Copart and he doesn't have it listed right.
I wouldn't book that, honestly, right? I'm just giving my opinion.
Well, if my three car was there, I would book that.
I like the way you think about that. Right. If you got a flexible deal, you know, maybe give it a shot. But there's speculating live. There's something else that we don't know about that load. I'm speculating live. Go ahead.
Probably Copart.
Well, there you go. And here's what I want to do, Catherine. We're running out of time here, and so we're gonna recommend Alabama. You gonna recommend Alabama?
Well, yeah, so far I would say Alabama.
So far, right.
Yeah, everything else looks like it's inside the state.
Here's your context. How long have we been looking? What, 30 minutes? Yeah. I always say that. Okay. And to any dispatcher that, you know, you feel like you're at the ledge, like, oh my God, everything's terrible. Well, how long have you been looking? What, an hour?
Yeah, I mean, there's sometimes I'd look all day long, 8 hours.
Exactly.
Until I get a load.
Sit in the chair.
Because you're booking, you should be booking the day before for your driver for the next day. And it never fails anymore lately. The loads come in at the very end of the day at 4 o'clock, and you're like, holy crap, I finally got them loaded, but I can't get them verified till the next morning. Look at this. Tell me this is not ridiculous. 51 cents a mile for an enclosed trailer from Hollywood, Florida to Cummings, Georgia.
Oh, man. That blows.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, that's not... That's.
I mean, I hope that's a mistake.
Well, that's. I don't think it is. Think of all the lawnmowers and containers and, you know...
There is some decent loads going up into Georgia, but I don't think there's enough. I think you can hit this Columbus, Georgia on your way in. And there's a Lawrenceville. They're all running like 350, 325, but...
Oh, the Honda Accord's not ready till, what is that, Saturday?
To Lithuania. Yeah, I don't know when she's looking for, so we're just kind of, here's another one.
So you'll think booking cars is easy, huh? Right? And so we sit here, right? This is, it's like putting together a broken puzzle that you just got at the thrift shop. Yep. Ooh.
So you've got loads to Georgia, obviously. Those are usually regular, by the way. There's usually always loads to Georgia on here. Looks like there's a little bit going. This is the same car. It's double brokered. I was going to say, you can do Gulfport, Mississippi with Louisiana. There was a Louisiana one on there, but I don't see much of anything else.
Ty's like, reference ID, boats and hose. That'd be awesome.
That would be awesome.
Boats and hose.
Can I put that on my next list?
Hey, there's the name of your brokerage. Boats and Hose LLC.
Boats and Hose, yeah. That is hilarious. Oh, you know, I had a driver do a load for me, and the name of his company is called Blood Bought Transportation.
What? Blood Bought?
Blood Bought Transportation, yes. That was a good one.
Why would you do that? That's hilarious. Is it? I always think that's a shell company. He doesn't work in transportation. He works in like waste management, you know, for the Gambinos. Blood bought.
The mafia, yeah. Oh, shoot. There are some more going to Myrtle Beach on here, it looks like, too.
Well, we got to flip this pancake. We got to move on to Catherine. Yeah. Definitely, okay. Catherine got her money's worth today, and I'm glad she did. It's so cool. Devin is in Virginia, and what I want to do is, we've done that search before. Let's just give a recommendation of a search. I want to move on to Chance, and then we got to end this show. You've got to get on your way.
Where at in Virginia are we looking at?
Yeah, and I know he's in Virginia. And I feel like I want to say Northern Virginia. Am I right? Virginia?
I've got a guy in Woodbridge, Virginia. And when we run out of the Virginia area, Maryland area, we're taking stuff to Nashville. We're taking stuff to Atlanta.
Right.
That's usually Atlanta's a regular run.
Right. And I think he's a two-car.
Ohio.
I think Devin's two-car. Geez. So he's going to stay local. And Devin, tell me, Devin, that you've been in touch with Ty. Right, you go to autotransportintel.com, you click on sign up, and you get Ty on the phone, and you get signed up for the Cars on the Move monthly roundtable. That, because I don't want to do like a 1,000-mile search for you. I just don't think that's the right way to go, but I could be wrong.
You want to do short miles on
different boats for different hose, as they say at Boats and Hose Logistics.
Oh my god, that's hilarious. Okay, it looks like Chance is in Cleveland. Oh. Did you take those loads up to Cleveland that we were showing you that week?
Okay, right. Yeah, Chance is in Cleveland. Did we do that?
Love Cleveland.
Yeah,
love
me too. Cleveland. Cleveland's amazing.
That's the dollar a mile location.
Cleveland,
Ohio.
Amen.
If I can get a driver there, we're making golden money.
So we're gonna load up the dice one more time.
Yeah, put it in a minimum. 2020,
this is our last search of 2020. Here we go. Wow, that's so exciting.
And you're close enough to Detroit that if there was a four-pack like they've got right here for $2,400 for a Certus.
Oh, my gosh.
To Charlotte.
Get out.
Let's go see what that is.
Yeah, let's find out. Quick.
It might be too big.
Wow. And is he signed up with a Certus?
Signed up with Metro? Yeah, I don't know. Chance, are you signed up with a Certus? Yeah, I'm sorry. Either one. It works.
I think we're both a little bit giddy. Like a four-pack paying 96 cents a mile. It's insane.
I hope they're not all 2,500s, but let's go see.
Okay, so she's searching. Yep, so she's on Metro Loads, which, as you know, Certus has acquired Metrogistics. Well, actually, yes. Metrogistics turned
into a Certus. And if you look at this, it's three pickups.
Okay.
Three locations, one destination. You have a Dodge Journey and three 1,500s, basically.
Wow.
I don't know, can you flip that chance?
No. Eh. No, I'd skip it. I honestly, given what I've just seen, I don't think so. I think you're going to be so tight on space, plus those different locations. I know the money looks good, but I'm going to say
He's a five-car GN. He might be able to fit that. My 5-car Walimo would fit that. My 4-car,
dude, they're both double cabs. My problem plus the crew cab. That's a big horn four. Dude, those are big, dude. There's a reason it's big. Okay. All right.
No, my four car could fit all four of those. Wow. My problem would be these three pickups. Now, these two are in the same zip code, so they may be just one big dealership attached to each other, so that might not be too bad.
Okay.
The problem is you can't ask these questions until after you get the look.
Why is that? So,
they don't tell you.
I don't know why that, and that's common. It's not just a one broker deal.
If my 4-car was in this area, I would probably take that just because of that. And then,
but see, okay, this is where Brian Riker comes in. What is he driving? Yeah. What is Chance's?
He's not figuring. What's Chance driving? I don't know.
Does Chance drive a semi or a truck?
Oh, crap. He's also not signed up with Metro. Why are you not signed up with Metro?
Well, I'm going to consider that a... We just dodged a bullet. I need a prop that... I'm telling you, I there's something about this load that I don't think is a good idea on this setup. But does he have a... I do want to know, Chance, do you have a semi? Because if you have a semi, then we could talk about it. But this is... Though that load on a 5-car is what scares the heck out of, like, the Stinger drivers. That's why when they talk about wedgies and stuff, and Hotshot. Wedgies and Hotshot, man, I'm telling you. You know what Facebook group I'm talking about.
Rose says he has an Infiniti, so it should fit on his trailer. That's what my guy has. He has got a 4-car Infiniti, too, and it would fit on him. But he's driving a big rig.
All right.
But I'll be honest with you. He's carried this stuff when he had his pickup truck, too.
Well, and there you go. And I mean, right? I mean, this is, you know, we're talking. These are the decisions that get made. But only a veteran driver should try that, right?
Chance, you need to sign up with Metro.
Please don't tell me that somebody who's got a new authority would try to load that. Because that is a future flip of the week. It is. And this is the problem, is that I don't think this gets talked about enough. But
he's only got a 3500. Yeah, I wouldn't do that.
See what I'm saying? And that's the thing is, I mean, it's not that you can't do. This is what Brian Riker says on DOT compliance. So please do. You know, I'm excited, right? I'm excited about what's happening right now on Auto Transport Intel. We got, starting next week, DOT compliance every Wednesday. And there's a reason we need it, because Brian would say, just because you could do it doesn't mean you should do it. And maybe you're successful on that run, but you're rolling the dice given the weight distribution. And, you know, and I know I shouldn't say these things as a dispatcher, right? Just book it, bro. Let's do this thing. Let's get that shipping container, yo.
Okay, so they also have a 2-pack going down to Nashville, but it's 2 pickups, Wycliffe and Brunswick, Ford Escape and a Jeep Grand Cherokee, and they're paying 86 cents a mile. Now, the rules on Chance, I don't know why you haven't signed up with Metro, but the rules are this. You have to have 20 ratings.
Get signed
up. You fill out their packet online, and they want pictures of your straps. You have to have certain kinds of straps. Over-the-wheel straps is what's required. And they want a picture of your truck and trailer with the vehicle on, so they can see your logo, your MC number on it, and the straps on one of the cars. Other than that, they don't have any other rules. And honestly, they post a lot of loads on here.
So, what? And you know, I like that you just said that, because what's really interesting is I see everyone on Instagram with pictures of their loads. Do it. Mm-hmm. Get those. Yeah. Get that shot of the wheel strap. Right. Get the shots that the brokers, the dealers want to know that you got that covered. Get those pictures and put it as part of your standard submission packet.
Awesome. Well, and like a lot of my drivers, as soon as they get loaded, I get a picture every time.
Yeah, like John. John always sends. It's cool. Like, John, I love that about John, is that John thinks like a marketing department.
Mm-hmm.
And
he posts everything on Facebook.
He's busy as heck, but you know what his truck looks like, you know where he's at, you know what he's working on next, I love that about John, the way John runs his business. It's so smart. Yep. And for him, shoot, he's getting a kick out of it because everybody knows, you know, Paladin Enterprises is literally a searchable car hauling day in the life now.
But like he says, he goes, it's all about his cat. They always ask about his cat. About
cat. Fred the cat. Fred. Yeah. Fred the truck crack cat.
Here is a five-pack in a Hannibal, but Hannibal kind of, you have to come back.
Hannibal, Missouri, that, though.
It's not a bad, I mean, you're only going 550 miles.
COD?
And Carlton is going to be the, Carlton is the Mannheim up there.
Zian, I like that load. I mean,
here's
Jeeps
a four-pack to Jeff City.
SUV.
More a little bit on your routes. That's for wholesale. Truck. I don't know if you're signed up with wholesale.
Ooh, there that's another good one.
Signed up with wholesale. If you didn't get signed up with wholesale back but a few months ago, you are not doing it any longer.
Is that right? They shut the gates? You know, the wholesale load doesn't actually... Well, for a four-pack, it's okay.
I mean, you're going to Jeff City, so you're going to either...
Wow,
you want to take
whoa.
One...
Oh,
city,
dude,
what?
Show that. Go. So Montway has full loads out of that area, too? Montway is competing with Assertus. What did I just say about Montway and Assertus? Dude, they're going head to head.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well,
I mean, those are like United Road loads. Wow. Montway got that contract. Wow.
Here's
those are like Jack Cooper loads. Well, it's different. Yeah. Different automakers, different OEMs.
If they are real. A lot of times they list these on here.
Really?
And they're not.
They're not real?
Yeah.
Really?
They're not real.
Wow.
They'll say they have to call the customer and get it all arranged, and it's not a good load. So I don't know if they're giving the same loads.
Speculating
here,
live.
Let's do this. I know how to check it. Okay, so they have 8 there. Let's go see. They've
got them
all
listed.
Are
you going to ship our cars?
No, I'm going to go to Assertus, and I'm going to put in this load number and see what kind of vehicles they have.
Get out of town. Wow. Now that is some serious detective work.
See if it's the same kind of vehicles. You know, if it's all GMC stuff, then they're probably competing for the same.
Well, and that's that's one of the things that we know is the fleets do compete on contracts, but not everybody plays the same way, right? This is where I got to get out my. Oh shoot! Where's my toothpick? Dang it!
So these are Chevys. Well, he's got a couple. There's a few GMCs, but then there's a Buick in there too. So I don't know about that one. And it could be such a thing that Montway hasn't really listed these accurately either. You know what I mean? Sometimes I've had a lot of the brokers when they list multiple cars on here, they just throw whatever up there, and then they're like, "Oh, by the way, they're really this, 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 and this," which can happen.
No, actual pickup, actual delivery. Yeah, we should try that with everything else. Well, it's actually an Acadia. It's not a scooter. And it's actually not COD. It's, I don't know, we're going to pay you whatever we want to. Or not. And it's actually not a run and drive. And we're not actually in the office. I'm not actually sitting at the beach. Not actually.
A lot of the stuff looks like it's happening to each trip, right?
By the way, you're at 104. Do you need to hit the
trail?
Yeah,
we'll have to get going here. Just a minute.
Okay.
Gotta go gamble my life away here.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to the casino.
That's awesome, man. From casino to casino. That's how we do it on Dispatching Live.
Yeah.
Guys, I want to thank everybody for tuning in today on Dispatching Live on the last day of 2020. I know we've seen a lot of memes and whatnot of balloon popping of 2020 and 2021's coming, and I saw an image of a dumpster on fire and that's 2020, or like, you know, if 2020 was a video and a guy was trying to put a golf bag in a store and he knocked down all the golf bags in the store, 2020 this and 2020 that, and COVID and the history of COVID, etc. It's been a crazy year, obviously. We try not to focus on all that tertiary stuff. We do try to focus on auto transport. This is Auto Transport Intel. And now, starting next week, I'll be live 4 days every week. Tuesday nights live, Wednesdays DOT compliance, Thursdays dispatching live, Fridays cars on the move. We've got monthly cars on the move roundtables, and you know you can email me anytime, autotransportintel@gmail.com. The YouTube page is the main place to go for Auto Transport Intel, but you can also go to autotransportintel.com, which is where you can sign up to talk to Ty and get on the monthly roundtable, etc. But otherwise, yeah, go to YouTube, type in Auto Transport Intel, hit the notification bell, make sure you subscribe, tell your friends. And, you know, yes, there are other folks making videos, but there isn't anything like Auto Transport Intel as far as the car shipping business, the industry at large. I mean, all the verticals. It's all here on Auto Transport Intel. We're serving carriers, brokers, dealers, dispatchers, everybody evenly. And the technologies, we're talking about everything. And a lot is going to happen next year, especially in the dealer space and what's happening with companies like Carvana. And they're not just selling cars online. They got their own auto transport network. It's insane what's going on. There's so much more to it. But on Thursdays, we focus on looking at the load boards. So if you work for a large company, small company, mid-sized company, you're a one-truck Charlie, get in touch with Auto Transport Intel and find out how we can help you. Because 2021, things are changing to some degree. Some things are the same, right? Copart is still the same, right? Yep. Some things are not going to change. But in the overall picture, yes. I mean, dude, did you see? I saw a video with dancing robots and the robot cars and the, oh my gosh. Now, I'm not saying robots are replacing drivers in 2021, but there is something really different happening. Have you noticed this?
I'm more on the lines of dealing with, I've noticed the board as far as people listing cars and giving us information keeps getting worse and worse.
Oh my gosh.
And then also I've noticed over the last, I'd say 4 or 5 months, the transporters and dispatchers for the transporters not letting anybody know that they've not picked up, that they've broken down, that they've not delivered, will not answer the phone. I mean, that's a regular thing right now. And I know for a fact, if I did that to any big broker, we would not be hauling for them any longer. I keep having to put people on my list of do not use because they're doing this stuff on a regular basis. They just do not care. And I don't know if it's because of that or what's going on, but something else.
Well, I've got to tell you what, and I love to speculate live. My theory is this: because the middle class has been squeezed out of existence, and we're all, you know, we're working for the large companies and more of us are living in tents, life is getting harder. And so it requires much more maneuvering of the poker chips. And therefore, people don't want to let other people know what might possibly be bad news. So you're not going to communicate better. Wow. Yeah. What a great New Year's Eve message, Jay. That was so uplifting.
So, in the meantime, I've found several loads for Chance.
Oh, good. What do you got?
There is, I know he can't haul for a Certus, so that kind of sucks, but there was this pack right here that I found over in Sandusky going into Elizabethtown, which is just, I want to say 30, 40 miles below Louisville. That's not a bad load. It's 89 cents a mile. But I really like this. Okay, so Ed the Rebuilder guy here has a two-pack from Lorain, which is, I believe, Copart. It's IA. Okay, going to Nashville for $1,200. $1.19 a mile. There's another two-pack at Lorain going into Nashville for $6. Granted, it's 62 cents a mile. Right now, at this point in time, you could probably get them to come up because they're going to probably start paying storage on those if you're looking to pick up today. And I know you can find one more probably in Lorain going down to Nashville. We've just got it on a minimum of two. But that's probably your money run right there, is going down to Nashville.
I like it. Sue is checking out loads. And we got, I know she's got to go in a minute, and so we got some Happy New Year's happening here, and I just was having this thought, you know, here's the thing, here's one of the things, is that I know that, we all want to have a Happy New Year, and we want to get through, some of this craziness that, you know, we got this year, or if we already had it, but I feel like it's part of my mission is to, I can't sugarcoat it all. And we don't really sugarcoat on this show much. This is one crazy show. But this is a really hard industry, and I find it sometimes it makes me nervous to see such constant. Hey, I want to get in this industry. I'm new. So it makes me nervous. Yeah. And so I want to help make sure that that's why basic training. This is basic training. When you go to Army basic training, do they, like, give you a pillow and say it's going to be all right? No. They do the opposite. And we do that on Dispatching Live because we want you to be ready for what it, you know, for what it's really like. And so, but I guess that works. It's working for some people. I don't know if it works for all the big companies. And so I think about that, too. So if you're a big company and you're worried about what happens on Dispatching Live, I'm right there with you, brother. We should be worried. Yeah, we should be worried. We need to make sure that, being a carrier in COVID, by the way. COVID's still a thing, right?
I think it's getting worse.
yeah, right? Oh, man. I know. What a downer. Boy, Jay puts on the best Happy New Year's show ever.
Ed the Rebuilder has a Hummer H2 there, too. And
Ed the Rebuilder.
A blue cross. Why does he have them separated? Isn't that weird? Come on. He has them separated. Okay, so either this is really an H3 or this is an H2.
So wait, he has them separated and posted together.
Yes, somebody doesn't want to take them.
He just wants to get them moved.
Right. My problem is, if it's an H2, that's totally different than an H3. I mean, there's a huge difference there. I have a feeling it's really an H2.
You're starting to sound like I do. Yeah, like what? Yeah. How is that? So what do you got? Do you have to pick up the phone? Oh, not you got to put on the. Okay, hey, I got a question. Is it an H2 or is it an H3? Hold, please.
It's an H2 and it weighs 7,500 pounds. It's military and it actually is bulletproof.
Right, and it's and it's in Atlanta and there's no wheels and it's wrapped around a tree. And it pays 30 days.
I have a forklift that delivers.
When are you coming to pick it up?
Yeah. You want it? I'll send it to you right now. I'm sure you would. I may be sending John down to Nashville. That's what it's looking like for me, too. Oh, wow.
Here's an interesting question. Neil Patel, do you have eye on one-stop towing and transport loads? One-stop towing and transport loads. I don't know what that is, but I'm interested. Tell me more.
I know there's a company called One-Stop Towing and Transport.
Okay.
But I don't think that's what he means.
And Happy New Year, man. Happy New Year. Thanks for tuning in. Well, you know, we really do, as much as I stub my own toe on the subjects and topics, really do appreciate you tuning in. And clearly this show and this channel provides a service and information and people, that's what's really neat. People that message me, whether through YouTube comments or emails or in the live chat, etc., that get a lot out of this channel. Sue, you know, I'm going to say I'm thankful that I feel like we've helped many people and we continue to help folks.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
And it's really, that's really gratifying.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
Absolutely.
Because let me tell you, you know that this show could easily not exist, right?
True.
What you think, you know, you think someone's banging down my door to come hunt here every Thursday and wear a referee shirt and talk about load boards? Come on. No. Oh, so I do appreciate it. Hey, it's 1:15, Sue. I just want to make sure you're okay on time.
I'm okay. My husband hasn't left me yet. We're good.
All right, so, hey.
I've got the money. He ain't leaving me.
Oh, there you go.
I had to go to the bank, so hey.
What are you guys doing for New Year's? I'm asking the live chat. What are you guys doing for New Year's Eve? Are you able to? I'll tell you, that's another downer. DOT compliance yesterday. We're talking about the FMCSA Drug and Alcohol Clearinghouse. Wow, Happy uh-huh. New Year. Yeah.
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 For sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, you know, the rest of the world gets to celebrate changes in cannabis laws. Well, when I say the rest of the world, I mean all the people except for all the law enforcement officers. But all the people get to celebrate the change in cannabis laws. Oh, except for law enforcement officers and anybody that works in trucking. So, Happy New Year. Cool.
When are they going to change the law, like the main law, the federal law?
Ah, isn't that the kicker? Because you can go back in California state law 20 years ago, and even though they had the medical dispensaries, they still had SWAT teams knocking down the door, battering
rams. Oh, they were raiding them all the time.
Oh, yeah, like, you know, hey, whoa, I've got medical conditions and I can barely get up. Well, you know, get in the cruiser, lady. You can talk about it on the way downtown.
Yeah. Now, I haven't heard anything in years like that happening anymore, have you?
No, you don't hear about it. No, and I seriously gotta imagine there's a really upset. There's somebody sitting with a battering ram on the couch in full SWAT gear, like, man, this sucks.
I can't use this.
this is why I signed up, man. What else am
I don't understand
do?
How you can have medical marijuana in Washington, D.C. itself, but it's illegal on the federal level. It doesn't make any sense to me.
Because the battering ram guy on the couch, he's the nephew of a politician. And, you know, if he loses his battering ram job, he's going to end up back home. And we're going to have this stupid law to keep this guy employed. My God, we do not want battering ram boy back home. What are we gonna do? What's he gonna do? Be a dispatcher? Battering ram boy.
No, because dispatchers are illegal.
Oh my God, the dispatchers are a legal thing. Again, we know somebody that said, I didn't say dispatchers are illegal. I just heard it the other day. Well, I don't, you know. Oh my gosh, are you serious? Dispatchers are illegal. That's still a thing. We're gonna be in 2021 with robots and illegal dispatchers. It's hilarious.
Guy's got something going up. Did you get anything from the SBTC guy? And it said they were going.
Yeah, but James Lamb is different. James Lamb has like I don't know, like he's making a legal argument, and that fits in his legal argument. But some folks, they're just saying it because it's trending. I mean, I can't find any. There's no logic. Hey, answer me this, Sue. How do you then tell folks you'll dispatch for them, and then you, in a month later, say, you know, yeah, no, dispatchers are terrible. Come on.
Yeah.
Like as they say on ESPN, man.
This is what I've found out too. There is a lot of dispatchers out there now. Like,
oh my
a lot.
Gosh. Because
we help them. But,
because drivers are way too overloaded. Just like a driver that's trying to stay up on all the FMCSA regulations, that's a full-time job.
Oh yeah.
You don't even have time to look for loads.
No, you don't have time to look for loads. You don't have time to verify loads. You don't have time to bill out your accounting and call on your accounting to see where your checks are at. I mean, I totally get it. I see why a dispatcher is necessary if you want to have a successful business that when you're doing like this, what we're doing. Short run's not the same thing. But anyways, but what I've noticed with the dispatchers, okay, so I get texts all the time for my loads, right, for my broker part of it. And I'm dealing with dispatchers. And what we have noticed is they're the ones not answering the phone calls. They are the ones not telling us where their driver is. Oh, they're the ones saying, dispatcher? I don't know where my driver is at. Yeah.
Well, and then are they doing that because that's what the driver expects?
I don't know. I just think they're not doing their jobs. Because in my world, I would fire somebody who did not answer the broker's phone calls and tell them where I was at if I was broke down. Like, we just had this happen last week. And this has been pissing me off for a week. So I gave this driver a load. They told me they were picking up on Monday. They would deliver on Wednesday, no later than Christmas Eve, because I made all these arrangements to make this happen. So on Wednesday, we're calling and going, where are you guys at? My owner hasn't received a 24-hour notice. They're wanting to make sure you're really delivering on Christmas Eve. And the dispatcher says, I don't know where they're at. Here's his phone number. So we call the driver, and I'm like, the driver goes, well, I'm still in Houston. I'm like, what? You're supposed to be delivering. Well, I'm still loading cars. I'm like, excuse me, what? I said, we made all these. Well, I'm going to drop on Friday. I said, well, Friday's Christmas. That's not going to happen. Don't even attempt it. You will wait until Saturday. And that's only if they're open, because now you've screwed the pooch, because now you're not where you're supposed to be. And I'm asking the dispatcher this stuff. I'm like, why would you tell me? And keep in mind, I put on their deliver exactly. So that's what really ticks me off. So I asked the dispatcher, what is going on? Why is your driver still in Houston? And they go, this is what they said to me. I don't know. What did he say? I'm like, really? I know exactly where every one of my drivers is at, what they're doing, why they're doing it. And you're telling me you don't know. Bull. And then he breaks down, I guess, over the weekend, because doesn't even deliver on Saturday. The dispatcher, who I'm texting like back-to-back phone calls trying to find out where they're at, because of course the driver's not answering, will not answer me. So Monday rolls around, we find out he is broken down. I can deal with breakdowns if you tell me about it. He said, my dispatcher was supposed to let everybody know. I said, your dispatcher wouldn't even answer my phone calls or my texts. And Jen's talking to the driver, and she just told him straight up, you have a shitty dispatcher. She said it just like that. And wow. He's like, oh, yes, 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 you know. And I'm just like, that's what our wow. jobs are, is to help you guys. Well, and so you don't get negative ratings for that reason alone.
Well, you know what's interesting? I think then this is what's happened. Now I'm going to say something crazy, but that's what I do here, is it seems to me that dispatchers have adopted the brokering mentality. Which is, mm-hmm.
I think so.
Whatever.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I mean, I'm going to say only a year or two ago, when there was other dispatch companies popping up, they were not even verifying these cars. Now, when you go to their websites, it says, we verify your cars. It's kind of funny after we've been doing this stuff that
like, I'm hearing this like now. Like that's right? Some kind of, like when, it'd be like the restaurant, we actually provide utensils.
Yes, exactly. Because, I mean, I've had drivers come to me after they were with a dispatch company, and they're like, you verify the cars? Yeah.
We don't just put the food on the flat tabletop like all those other guys.
Yeah.
We use plates. Yeah.
But I do know that still half of them don't verify, because I'll send a car over. And don't get me wrong, I verify usually always all my cars, unless I just can't get a hold of the people, before I send them the car. But they're still supposed to call ahead, do their thing, plus find out where they need to park so they don't get a ticket and don't piss off, wherever they're going to. Same thing with the residential, you got to know all this stuff. They're still not doing it. They're still not verifying. Because when I asked, I said, did you verify who you need to speak to? Well, no, but nobody knows where this car is at. And I'll go, okay, well, on your paperwork, it gives you this guy's name. Go talk to him. And they're like, oh, sorry. That means they don't do it. They're not doing it.
Okay, so we have an even greater mission, is that we need to help educate the incoming dispatching workforce, because this is one of the, I just fundamentally disagree with calling dispatchers illegal, because that's not going to stop. That actually doesn't help in any way. So. Since there is a growing dispatching workforce, let's make them better. Because you're not going to stop. that workforce. And by the way, why is there a growing dispatching workforce? Why is there a growing auto transport business workforce? Because everybody's trying to find their way in the world, because working for multinational corporations sucks.
Yep. And this is something you can do at home, and a lot of people can't leave their homes.
Hey, then there's another one. We've just been, everybody's been forced at home. There's probably a gym owner somewhere that's like, well, I wonder if I can get into dispatching.
True.
Right?
True. Yeah.
I mean, you got to do something. You got to make a living. And then you got to find out, you know, what am I good at? What do I have? What can I do? And, but I didn't know there was a hotel seminar telling everybody they could get rich as dispatchers. And here's another one. For all the folks that think dispatchers are illegal, I see the messages about, yeah, we need to stop trashing each other. Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. We need to stop trashing each other, except for dispatchers. Those illegal dispatchers, you know, we can trash them all we want. And we continue to see those clickbait videos where they're dumping all this money out and you're going to get rich. Just stop it. Stop it already. That's not real. Just stop doing that. And by the way, if that money is real, how much did you get to keep? I just really want to know that. Yeah. How much was actual? Yeah. Do you know the difference between revenue and profit? Yeah. It's a huge difference. It's a mountain. Yeah. It's a 4x4 of difference.
Yeah. True.
Very true. Once again, Jay just cheering. Here we go. I got my EL. I never bring out ELD Punch on Dispatching Live because it's a daytime show. But it is New Year's Eve, and it is Happy New Year's Eve. And I don't know. I think I mix bad news with good news on a regular basis.
Yeah. I think that's the
name. So here's to you guys. And there really is. I think once you know some of these limitations. We all believe in hard work, right? Who doesn't believe in hard work? It's kind of like we all believe in community, but then look at the way people drive. It's just cut off city. So what's going on there?
Yeah.
I still can't understand that. How are cars coming out of the church parking lot cutting each other off? What are you talking about? You just came out of the church parking lot. There should be no road rage near... Well, okay. You're going to see road rage on your way down to the casino, right?
Yeah.
And you got to be careful, right? Because we all want to celebrate. We all have a lot of, you know, things to be thankful for. But we still cut each other off. And, you know, it's weird. You know, one of the things I tried... I'm going to say this... I try to wave at other cars. Like, I'm not like, hi. I'm like, yeah, go ahead or whatever.
Yeah.
And I get the weirdest looks. Like, why are you being so polite to me? You weirdo. What? What are you talking about? But Happy New Year nonetheless. Okay, so we're at 1:30. I think that...
we better go.
Yeah, I think we better go. I think we better wrap it up. And we got off track a while ago, and the views reflect it. I'm just kidding. That's okay. What we did is we chased away the non-diehards. Anybody left is like, yeah, Auto Transport Intel, I'm here all the time. And we are here. It seems like we're here all the time. But we're built for this, and we do, you know, Sue and I are trying to help every Thursday the best we can. And there's so much to talk about. When we're talking about load boards and mobile apps, and that doesn't even touch equipment and loads, and I mean, there is so much. Let's do this. Sue, do you think much has changed on Central Dispatch? And like with your day-to-day job, has much changed this year?
Well, yeah. I mean, like I said, you have people that don't care as much as they used to. I've noticed that a lot. And that means brokers, dealers, when they list cars and then they don't give you any of the information, then you've got to call them and ask for it, or they send you the release and they expect you to fill it all out. I mean, that's a normal thing anymore. And then same thing with drivers. I think some, and I'm not saying this for everybody because I don't think any of my drivers feel this way, but there's some drivers out there that just doing their thing. They don't care if you piss, if they piss you off. They don't care if they show up when they're supposed to show up. I mean, that happens to me weekly, and I've had them sometimes be a week or two late even, and they just do not care. And it's not because they broke down. I literally gave a guy a negative. He was supposed to drop off the port like on the 9th or something. He dropped 2 weeks later and act like it was no big deal. And I'm like, you know, when you drop the port, there's a reason why there's a date, because the boat leaves. And he couldn't grasp that. I mean, it's stuff like that. It's been crazy stuff.
Wow. So you
As far as loads go, I mean,
think
there's been more loads.
okay, so you they're right. So you think there's been more loads, but more, well, how would you categorize that? Just
I don't know.
are
I don't know
people
how you put
selfish or are they stressed out? I mean, what do you think's going on?
I think you have both. I think you have a lot of, this is the right word, but narcissistic people out there that just do not care about anything. But I think you have that in every industry. I don't think this is just
You're right. No, I agree with
our
you
industry.
exactly. That's
I think this is in general the way the world is viewing things on how this has happened. Because I mean, you have the people that are so scared of COVID that if they get it, they're going to die, and they don't want to be
absolutely.
around anybody who's even had it months before. And then you have the people that are, they don't care. They would help that person no matter what was wrong with them, just because that's the way they are. And I think that's normal. I
Well,
think you
how
have
about
people like
this? How
that.
about, it's interesting you talk about this. When you look at what's going on in the news with politics, right? I'm not going to get into minutia, but as people, we're so divided on so many things with the virus and with politics and with money and wow. And that's one of the interesting things. In auto transport, you can't avoid dealing with other people. Like if you're an
You have
author, yeah,
to
maybe
talk
you
to
just
them.
don't have to talk to anybody, right? But
No, I
you
mean,
are.
I think they're trying by putting these buttons on here for us to get our loads without talking to the brokers. That's the name of the game. That's where we're going with this, which I get. However, I think that's going to make this industry not, I don't know what's the right word I'm looking for. I enjoy talking to certain brokers and I enjoy talking to my contacts over there. And they know me, so they know if I'm calling for a load, we're going to do what we're supposed to do. And even if it's a brand new company, a lot of times they'll give me the load over somebody else just because they know me. So you're going to lose some of that by pushing a button to accept a load. You're not going to be talking to those people anymore.
And then,
And I
okay,
think that might hurt us.
I'm really glad you just said that because there is going to be more automation next year. There absolutely is
I
going to
think
be,
all
it's
of
what every company is working more towards. Even like online car buyers, they don't want to speak to anybody until they're almost ready to buy.
That I kind of get in a
And
way,
I
but
get it too,
like
because
I don't
again,
know.
I remember I was talking about that with Ty. You drive up to a dealership and you see the guys like perched and ready to go. It freaks me out. I don't want to know. I don't like if I go to the store and I buy clothes, which I rarely do. But if I do that, and someone
You
says,
don't
"Can
want
I
to
help
answer.
you?" I'm like, "Yeah, no. I don't want to be
I agree.
helped. I just want to shop."
And I think that's the case too. I mean, we're already halfway there if you look at it that way.
And so in auto transport, if like let's say you're a transporter, I just want to move your car. I don't want to talk to you, right? I don't want to talk about all the problems. I just want to move the car and get paid. And as the
And see,
as a broker or a shipper, I just want to move a car. I don't want to have a conversation. But I want to know where you are at every second.
exactly. I'm going to call you every 5 minutes, or they
And
want you to download an app so they can track you.
well, and this is where, like, with cell phones, right? We all stare at our cell phones. Actually, I try not to do, listen, if I'm just gonna say this, and I know there's other people that know what I'm talking about. If I'm like, let's say I'm waiting in line at a restaurant. I walk into a restaurant. Not that I can do that anymore, but let's say I walk into a restaurant and I'm waiting to be seated. Most people will pull out their phone and for that 5 seconds, you know, check an email or whatever. Yep. I try not to do that.
Yeah.
I try not to be like automatic cell phone check every 5 seconds. But I do know what it feels like to want to do that. It's a social thing that's happened to us.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Have you, like, you'll see a picture of, like, a dad sitting at a table with his teenage daughters, and the cell phones are in a cage. I saw one of these photos. It's literally, and they're being tortured because they can't check their phones. It's torture. Yep. And so I bring this up because for a lot of shippers that want to know where the driver is every 5 seconds, it's torture not to know.
That's why we try to keep it to where they call us instead, man, because the drivers hate that.
And that's why as a dispatcher, man, that is kind of crazy. To not answer the phone, I agree with you. Like, if the phone rings and you're a dispatcher and you don't take the call, because I understand that, I do check the voicemail. And if I need to call them back, I call them back. And if I don't want to call them back, let's say it's a customer freaking out. I've had that one. I've had the customer, actually, I saved some voicemails from a long time ago. There was this guy that kept calling me. And he'd always, every voicemail he left me was as if he'd never left one before. Hi, this is Albert Schmaltz. I'm checking on my car. I talked to you. You told me that your driver would be picking up my car, but I haven't got a phone call, so I just want to know. And I'm so at least I'm thinking about him. And I'm thinking we need to do something. I didn't just pack up a suitcase of beer and take off to the casino. Point is that we are thinking about the people we've talked to, the loads we booked, the drivers. If we're reaching the point where people that work in this industry have stopped thinking about the people they just made deals with, that is a problem.
Yeah, I agree.
And I guess that's why another reason why if everything's automated, you don't have to think about the people because they're just data.
Yeah, they don't mean anything. Yep, I agree.
But there's an aspect of your life where you feel like you've been, right? The doctor's office that doesn't call you back or the dentist's office. So it's this growing lack of community. I'm not trying to turn this into a philosophical show, but I do see why I guess what you just told me is we're more relevant than ever.
True. We should be anyway.
We should be. Well, hopefully we're helping. Yeah. Listen, we do want to help. I know Sue's got to go. It is New Year's Eve day. This has been a great show. We didn't plan to go this long. And Carlos says, I wish you could swipe left on people like that. That's a good one, Carlos.
Yes, it is good.
And it's funny that you can even swipe. You can swipe left and swipe right. We're in a swipe right society. And on that note, Happy New Year's, everybody. Really, I do appreciate you tuning in. And hopefully we can add some joy and knowledge to your day. So keep us posted. Have a Happy New Year. Stay safe. And we will be live on Cars on the Move tomorrow. It'll be the first show of 2021. So, Sue, thank you so much for everything you do.
No problem. Thank you.
Pretty fun
stuff. Thanks for everybody showing up today, too.
Yeah, thanks for saying Happy New Year to us. It means a lot. And all right, now go enjoy yourself, okay? And always bet on black.
Millions of dollars.
Right?
I'm playing craps.
Do you have? Oh, you're playing craps.
I've never done it before.
Do you have any favorite numbers or strategies that we need to know about?
No, I watched several YouTube videos last night on how to win at craps. So we'll see how it works out. Never played it before, but they said there's three games that you can win money at. Blackjack, craps, and I think it's roulette. That's your highest payoffs or whatever.
I've heard the best chance to win money. And I love craps, but there's so much on the table. Wow, it's really hard to know what's going on.
Well, I watched this video and he said just he told you the best way to do it and it's simple. So I'm gonna give it a shot. I'll let you guys know if it works. If I come back with
Wow.
lots of money, everybody will trust me.
Craps, man. Yeah, that's awesome.
And lots of money to
Yeah.
me is a couple hundred bucks. So anyways,
Yeah. Well,
if I could win a couple hundred bucks, I feel like I've accomplished something.
the easiest bet is to bet on the come. And then from there you start to bet on, man, there's so much to bet
See,
on.
they
So
still
yeah,
think
keep it,
you
let
can
us
do on
know
the
how you
fast
do.
line. So, okay, I will.
Everybody wish Sue good luck at craps. And
Yes,
Happy New
there you
Year's,
go.
everybody.
Yes, Happy New Year's, everybody. Hopefully next year will be better.
Yeah, well, that's right. Amen to that. Hopefully next year is better. So
Yeah.
we hope we've helped you. And all right, that's it. Happy New Year. I wish I had my buzzer. I
All
don't have
right.
my buzzer. Does anybody do that anymore? I should have thought of that. Dang it. I always forget a prop.
All right.
Right, there's my flag. All right, guys. Stay safe. Happy New Year. And we'll see you soon. Thanks so much.
See you.